Open-world video games have been around for decades, but now they are becoming more popular than ever. Gaming consoles that can connect to the internet cost less than $200 US, and home PCs are more powerful than ever, meaning players can enjoy more and more immersive experiences. From driving around the streets of Los Santos in Grand Theft Auto, to exploring millions of unique planets in No Man's Sky. See what the gaming industry has to offer when it comes to virtual worlds and learn about upcoming game releases. Listen to our special series, Open World Computer Games, from sandboxes to endless galaxies. It's hard to imagine how long it might take to create a universe. But when it comes to virtual galaxies and computer games, you may actually get a straight answer. It took US indie developer Hello Games a little over 3 years to make an imaginary galaxy with 18 quintillion unique planets in No Man's Sky. The plot of No Man's Sky resembles many sci-fi stories from 1970s or 80s. The player finds himself stranded on a remote planet at the edge of the galaxy with minimal resources, a jetpack and a broken spacecraft. He travels from one planet to another, seeing things that no other humans have ever discovered. Rare minerals, abandoned facilities, artifacts, and strange beasts. When Hello Games founder Sean Murray launched his space exploration game in 2016, the title's motto was "You can do anything." But as many players discovered, the promising catchy headline wasn't entirely true. Set against the backdrop of endless stars, the game was built on four main pillars – exploration, survival, combat, and trading. Even though the game's main character, the Traveler, has liberty to choose from millions of destinations and may roam around planets and open space freely, there's only a limited number of tasks that he can perform. Basically, there wasn't much to the gameplay aside from collecting and selling things, adding items to the catalog, and fighting occasional violent alien beings. Many players considered such repetitiveness boring. The game was made for Windows PCs as well as for Sony PlayStation consoles. It has a unique procedural algorithm for creating planets. Basically, everything you see on screen is being created on the go, and there's nothing beyond the horizon until you actually look there. Here's how Hello Games creator Sean Murray described the game's engine in his interview with Game Informer on YouTube.
For our game, the formula, is really complex. Well, a series of really simple formulas actually laid on top of each other to create something quite complex, which is the universe. So that's our formula for the universe and for the planets and everything else. And the input is your position. So you give it any position in that universe and it will create everything that you see around you. That's the output.
But the game's unique features were often overshadowed by the buggy AI and the chaotic behavior of non-player characters, or NPCs. Even though it was originally promoted as a multiplayer title, No Man's Sky has limited network features, with players having no chance of actually meeting each other somewhere in space. It also suffered from frequent freezes and glitches that were immediately picked up by the game's critics and used in angry reviews. As a result, a typical No Man's Sky review on YouTube sounded like this one from KO Gaming.
I don't think, sadly, that these game developers were successful in their overall mission. Because overall, this game ends up being a buggy, messy, unpolished, unfinished mess. It really does feel like most of the time that you're playing No Man's Sky that it's the beginnings of an idea. It's the first attempt at something epic that needs to be honed in and tweaked and refined for it to be a complete game.
Despite mixed reviews from critics, the makers of No Man's Sky went on with production, focusing on improvements and updates. In November of 2016, Hello Games released the Foundation update, which patched many known bugs and introduced some, although not all, of the features that were originally announced by the game's creators. So, if Hello Games decides to develop the game further, it may very well become comparable to another space adventure, Destiny, which originally received mixed reviews, but finally gained momentum after several major updates.